Welcome to Land Academy.
I'm Jack Butella.
I'm Jill DeWitt.
We show you how to buy real estate for half of what it's worth
and sell it on the internet really fast.
We are Jack and Jill,
and this is the Jack and Jill Show 2.
With over 15,000 completed transactions, we're the experts at acquiring property.
Of all kinds, not just land.
For half price and flipping them for way more.
All right, let's get this show started.
Jack Butella with Jill DeWitt.
Happy Monday.
Welcome to our show today. In this episode, Jill and I talk about Offers Academy. It's not just for land. Jill and I have been kicking this idea around for a long time. It was actually Jill's idea.
Thanks.
Before we get into it, let's take a question posted by one of our members on the landacademy.com online community.
Okay. Claire asks, I received a response from someone who got my letter. He owns 8 lots, all in different states. I'm researching one right now and to come up with an offer on all. I'm researching each one right now to come up with an offer for all. My question is, what is the best way to go about buying all of these lots? Would closing with title insurance help this?
This is a great question. Mm-hmm. Claire was one of our original members. She's been with us for years. And she's doing really, really, really well. So congratulations on that. And this is, she's used this program to her dramatic benefit. Mm-hmm. And I'm proud of her, quite honestly. Yep. She's got a couple little kids at home, and her husband's, an engineer. She's an engineer also, but she's staying at home with the kids during their early years and making good use of her time. Mm-hmm. Her whole goal was to get the husband to eventually, when the kids get school age,
work with her and retire from the day job.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. So I haven't spoken with her directly recently. Have you, Jill?
No, I haven't.
I wonder if that's all on track.
No, it's kind of normal. It's like once people get off and running and they're busy doing deals, we don't hear from them as much. Mm-hmm. So that's partially why.
So Jill and I have done many deals like this, and the ones that we've done together, we pick and choose the properties out of the, let's say, for the sake of argument, this is eight transaction deal, eight lots. We pick the properties that we think should have title insurance, and then we close them with a local local escrow agent or escrow company there. So you have a few options. What's the easiest way? These are not the simplest types of transactions. Mm-hmm. So if they're properties that are all exceeding $5,000 per unit, I would actually close them all with separate title companies that are local. Or you could call a national company like First American. I think she's in Southern California, isn't mm-hmm. she?
She's Northern.
Yeah, so I would find a company like First American, an agent there, and I would walk in or call them and say, these are in 8 separate. Do you guys have offices in these areas, and can you help us?
Yeah, I have one person kind of overseeing it all.
Yes.
Yeah. We've done it in the past, too, where they were smaller parcels, and we bought them. We just kind of negotiated and had each transaction ready to go, each deed ready to go, had one notary doing everything at one time, and then we sent them in separately for recording and did all that on our own.
Yeah.
So, yeah, just kind of, I'm not sending the guy 8 different packages to review and sign, hey, here's the deed over here. I just had them all ready to go at one time. And you know what? These people, by the way, they're pretty smart. They've got 8 parcels in 8 different states. They've kept up on them. They know some things. So
right.
It's usually not hard.
So the title policy is usually when you group properties all together and they're in one location, you get a pretty serious break on the title policy cost. A serious break. In this case, I would not be surprised if they charged you, the investor rate, not the retail rate, but the investor rate for each property.
Exactly.
Because it takes that much work.
Mm-hmm. They're all different.
Right.
Exactly. The owner is the only thing that's the constant.
Right.
At least we know.
The current owner, right?
The current owner, exactly.
So,
who knows? You might have owned this one for 2 years and that one for 20. So they've got to do their work.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Cool. Hey, if you have a question or you would like to be on the show, reach out to either one of us on landacademy.com. Today's topic, Offers Academy, is not just for land. Jill's had a brilliant, brilliant idea about 3 months ago. This is the meat of the show. Tell us, Jill, tell us about your idea.
No, I just, I'm going to interview you this time.
Oh, you are? Okay.
Yes, I am, because I helped with the name, but the vision is all you. So I want to know, I want to ask you a little bit here, if you would explain your vision on Offers Academy and what this is. So Jack, please tell us, what is Offers Academy?
Well, it's an idea right now. And if you actually go to our website, I'm not plugging our website, I'm really not. But if you go to our site, it's the idea is extremely clear on the site in our membership plan scenario. The idea is, and this is tested, is to expand Land Academy, the concept, right? The concept of our whole Land Academy is this. Get good data. Mm-hmm. Get super good data, current data. In our case, it's RealQuest. And RealQuest purchases on a monthly basis or even more frequently, purchases data from each of the county assessors all over the country. And then they allow access to it for investors like us and our members. So get some great data, check, and get some offers in the mail. Sort it, you know, scrub it real well. Choose the people that you want to or that you think are maybe showing the signs of selling their property. Get it. Take those out of that big, huge database and get them into a mail merge format and get offers to them, literal offers to the actual property owners so that they can sign it at the bottom and send it back. We tested it at various parts of my career. We've tested this and with other things like cars. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of people right now that woke up this morning and said, man, I'd love to just get rid of this car pretty inexpensively. I wish somebody could come and get it.
What's different about Offers Academy than Land Academy?
Well, we're going to teach. We are theoretically going to, the way we teach people who want to purchase land, how to buy cars. It's an Offers Academy, how to offer stuff, database-driven stuff, how to make offers to people who have valuable assets for less than they're probably worth, less than the actual assets worth today.
Cool. All right. Who's it for? Who is Offers Academy for?
Okay. So it could be for, Land Academy is for land investors.
Right.
And Offers Academy would be for anybody who would like to purchase assets less than their current value and resell them. We've used cars here as an example, and I'll cover other types of assets. Cars, let's say a used car dealer. Used car dealer might benefit from purchasing undervalued cars. And then if they've
might.
Got
a... I love when you say might. That's so funny.
And if you listen to the show regularly, you know that Jill and I use the exact same database, RealQuest, to purchase houses mm-hmm. and wholesale them out without ever... We don't ever go look at the house.
Right. We don't do any... We've done that, but we don't move malls or do any of that anymore.
Right.
So, yeah.
Yes. We're not the flipper.
Yeah.
The flippers are our... They are our buyers.
Our customers.
They go look at the properties. Mm-hmm. They, for whatever reason, and I'll never understand it, they do not want to learn how to use data. They're not interested in, for whatever reason.
Isn't that funny? We mark it up and they're happy with that because they make so much money off it in the end. Everybody wins. So.
They check it off their list. I think I was thinking about this a couple days ago. They look at it just like we're a contractor. So they have, they have a plumber, an electrician when they renovate the house, and then now they have a deal flow. Mm-hmm. And we're the contractor.
That's very true.
And just like with a regular contractor, they know up front, they know how much it's going to cost, and they build it all in.
Exactly.
And make sure that there's enough money at the end of it.
Exactly.
To continue to use us.
Cool. When is Offers Academy going to be available?
We are kicking around the idea of releasing it in the first quarter of 2017. So cars and houses are not the only... As long as you have a very good, solid data source, that's right. The whole key to this.
That is the key.
If you buy a list on the internet, let's say, I don't know. What's a good example of how this probably wouldn't work?
How about this? People have lists of email addresses.
Yeah,
Just say you buy a list of email addresses. You know how old it is. You don't know what, you really don't know what their interests are. You just have a name and an email address. That's about it.
Right.
So you don't have all the pertinent information.
Exactly. And it's not fresh. That's mm-hmm. the real challenge with this.
No idea.
There's a lot of people on the internet, on Facebook and on our online community that they come to us frustrated. Mm-hmm. You can see it a mile away. It's because they're not using fresh data. They're trying to save money mm-hmm. by using old data.
I know. And it's so funny, the times that I sit there and I go, okay, let's talk about it. How where did you get it? What did you spend? How many weeks did you do this stuff? And then when I go, and we add it all up, it's way more money and way more time and energy in the end than just going right to the source and getting the good stuff.
Right. Well, so data is 50% of it. The other half is getting offers in the mail properly.
Right.
And again, when people come to us and they're frustrated, it's one of those two things. They're not using the right data, or they're licking a stamp.
Exactly. You
know, licking a stamp is, we have direct competitors for land that teach this. Lick a stamp at your kitchen table on Sunday night. And you're missing all kinds of, first of all, it's the single most expensive way to do this. So if you're going to send a lot of offers out, you want it to be as cheap as possible and as easy as possible and professional.
Mm-hmm.
There's software that these bulk mail printer companies use to make sure that these offers effectively go out.
Mm-hmm.
And they get rewarded by the post office price-wise for doing it properly. They make their post office's life easier.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of those situations where it is a silver bullet. There is nothing good about licking a stamp,
and
nothing bad
about
using bulk mail. Yeah,
I mean, let's just think about this. If you're going to do this right, and it's not a hobby, you're not sending 10 a month, you know, or 10 a week. You're sending, you know, a couple thousand a month.
Right.
Are you going to really sit? Think about how much time it's going to take you sitting around your dining room table, you know, licking envelopes and stamps, you know, to send out a couple thousand a month.
That's right.
You should be looking at the deals. You should be reviewing the deals. You should be finding the right county. I mean, that's the brainy part of it. Anybody can do the stuff, and you should be hiring that out.
Exactly. You know, let's just use houses for our example. It's a giant waste of time to look at an asset.
Right.
You should never leave your desk.
Right.
And for every single one, this is what we teach. And I think, again, people come to us frustrated because somebody else told them that you need to go drive for dollars.
Right.
What a giant waste of time.
Oh, exactly.
You want to get the person who you're going to sell it to. In every case, too, you have to get the buyer first. So if a buyer comes to you and says, I only want 2007 to 2009 4Runners, I sell those immediately on my lot. You want to send, so let's say you send a mailer out. What's the data source, by the way, of that? It's the actual National DMV database.
Mm-hmm.
There's a company out there that provides that, and we will provide that when we release that program.
Mm-hmm.
You want the dealer to go out and make the decision about whether or not they're going to buy the car.
Exactly.
And you got to be somebody you have a relationship and that you trust. And you want to tell them, we're only marking it up $1,000.
Mm-hmm.
It still needs to be a smoking deal for you. You need to make whatever you're going to make on top of that.
Exactly.
So it's not rocket science, and I think it's a blast.
Yeah, I know.
It's like, you know, I don't know. You know that feeling you get when, I don't know, you go to whatever your hobby is, you go to a store, and whatever your hobby is, for me, it's playing the drums, and the drum set you're dreaming about is 80% off.
Right.
It's that same feeling.
You know, it's so funny. I'm just sitting here thinking about, you know, what do you really want to do? Where do you want to be in this business? Could you imagine if Donald Trump was still answering phone calls?
Good example.
Just imagine. Let's see. Do you want to be, what level of investor do you want to be? Are you going to be a mom and pop and only buy one property a month for the rest of your life?
Well said, Jill.
Some stamps and make it a hobby. Or do you want to make some money here and quit your day job, or just at least have the college paid for and your mortgage paid for and be able to make some different decisions?
Or let's say you're a car dealer.
Yeah.
Do you want to never have to worry about acquisitions again?
Exactly. Or do you want to have to go to an auction every weekend and walk around the lot and look for that one and pray it's, when you open the hood, that it's not as bad as you think it is? You know what I mean? Or it could be. Let's be honest.
You're exactly right, Joe.
It's so true. So instead of knowing exactly what you want and having the person with it that doesn't want it anymore calling you up saying, will you take this off my hands?
Yeah.
Take this car, take this, dream it up, whatever it is.
So in the past, I've done this with cars, in the very distant past. We're going to crank it back up just to test it so we can talk about it on the show and stuff. But this all came back to us because after Land Academy was up and running, and obviously our land business is still thriving, Jill got us a vacation rental for a month by using this methodology. She picked out, 5 or 10 or 15?
It's like 10.
Extremely expensive houses in Southern California, right on the ocean. and sent them all offers just to test it.
Yeah, it was like 10% of what they're asking. I'm like, look, like I know it's vacant.
10%, 90% off.
Yeah, I know it's vacant. Is it going to sit there vacant? You want to get some money for it this month.
It worked.
That was it. And they're like, okay. And I was very honest.
That's
You're not the only one I reached out to. It's kind of like dating. We joked about that, you know? Answer, I mean, quick.
That's why we have to totally credit Jill. Then I get started thinking, what?
Yeah, that was so funny.
This could work.
Yeah.
And so then I did, we did test it. And
For
boat, I did test it for boats.
That's the whole thing. You don't realize.
The Coast Guard database and sent it out, sent a bunch of offers out for extremely expensive, large power yachts. And I brought it all. I did not execute the deal, but I brought it right to the end.
Yeah.
We talked about it like 2 months ago on the show.
Yeah. And the whole thing was too, a lot of it was, here's who we are. I'm, you know, everything that we do in our offers. Here's our cover page telling who we are. We're legitimate. Check us out. You know, look at our website. Look at what we're doing. And then, you know, now you know that we're not messing around. We're real people, you know, in a real company. Now here's our cash offer. What's now, you know, you can have cash next week. And that was my thing with the person too. I mean, that was kind of funny. But when I did that VRBO thing, we were testing that. I mean, I paid for it that night. I really said, and she's like, you know what? I'm in. We never even spoke. She sent me, it was like a PayPal invoice. I paid it immediately. Done.
Exactly. Well said, Jill. There's a lot of things about that we've perfected over the years since the 90s about buying land that apply to this and why it's so effective. You're not really looking for an asset. Real estate is incidental.
Mm-hmm.
The quality of the asset is not really what you should be focusing on. And that's why offers to owners frustrates me so much. You should be focusing on driving for dollars.
Oh, yeah.
That's why driving for dollars frustrates me so much, because you're not, shifting your focus off of being a great acquisitions person and shifting it onto worrying about the asset and what's under the sink and under the hood, just like you said.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of ways to not make this work. You know, if you get the greatest data in the world, isn't going to help if you send out postcards.
Right.
Will you buy some stuff if you send out postcards? Heck yes. There's people all over Bigger Pockets in our online community. They reach out to us, Jill and I, all the time and say, you guys are nuts. I bought an old list off the internet for 32 cents. I licked some stamps on postcards, wrote them, and I bought a piece of property. Well, congratulations. Your hobby's off to the right start.
Exactly.
If you're serious about this, get some good data.
Oh, yeah.
Outsource your printing and send offers with a dollar amount right in there. And a cash, you nailed it. Mm-hmm. Cash value, you can get your cash on Thursday. Mm-hmm. And so you're looking for a situation. You're not looking for an asset.
Right.
You're looking for somebody who's, you know, their husband's mad about the car that's been in the garage for 4 years.
Under a tarp.
Yeah. A project that never got off the ground.
Exactly. And it's a classic car. Nobody, you know, and he's happy to get rid of it.
That's the situation you're looking for. Mm-hmm. So I'm excited.
Good. I know. Me think too.
Land Academy... I never thought Land Academy would be this popular and this successful. And honestly, I get off on it.
Yeah.
Like we talked about Claire earlier, I love that. I never knew how much I would love teaching.
Yeah.
Teaching's probably not the right word. I don't know what to use, but being part of a community, being part of a community that is just having so much success.
Exactly.
So I want it to be bigger.
Yeah.
That's all.
I know.
And I don't want... Land Academy, you'll notice that all of our membership levels are now capped. The number of people that we will accept, you know, into our community, we're rapidly approaching that. And I don't want to just endlessly allow people to be involved in this.
Right.
You know?
Want the right people.
I don't want to create a competitive situation. It's not competitive at all right now.
Right.
But I don't want that to happen. So we'll move on to cars. Mm-hmm. That's limitless. Houses are limitless.
Exactly.
So, does that answer your question?
Yes. Awesome. Thank you.
Join us in another episode where Jack and Jill discuss how to use information, that's me,
and inspiration, that's me,
to get just about anything you want.
We use it every day to buy property for half of what it's worth and sell it immediately.
You are not alone in your acquisition ambition. How's that?
Love it.
Good show, Jill.
Yeah, say offer ambition.
The offer ambition.
Yeah, whatever it is.
Just ambition.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
We don't want to be everything to everyone. You know, that's not what this is about at all.
True.
And I hope that's not coming off that way.
No. It's just expanding what we already know and we do really well.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't we?
Yep.
That's the bottom line. We're already doing it right. Tested it. It works. Our people have tested it. It works. The way we convey it, the way you convey it, tested, works.
This is all based on requests from current members. Mm-hmm. You know, I didn't go out and dream this stuff up.
Right.
You know, we talk about it sometimes. Well, like just like today, we talk about it on the show, and then people reach out to us. They commented on it. They call us and they tell me, you know, man, I'd love to know more about that. So the auto, I mentioned it in the show, like, mm-hmm. I don't know, like a year ago.
Right.
Because I've done it way in the past. And it's generated a lot of interest.
Yeah. Well, I was just thinking on our weekly calls, we've talked, because we have people in our world that are in the boating Coast Guard community. And we've talked about it with them on our weekly calls with our members.
Yeah. We have isn't there a woman in Alaska that's flipping some land mm-hmm. up there?
Right. I'm not sure.
Group.
Is she definitely Alaska? But I know we're talking about the same person.
Yeah.
And so.
And so she's in the Coast Guard and she's really excited about the boat piece.
Exactly.
So it's cool. Mm-hmm. Information and inspiration to buy undervalued assets.
We are Jack and Jill, and this was the Cashflow from Land Show. We are the experts at acquiring property
of all kinds, not just land,
for half price, just so we can flip it for way more
and really fast. Thanks for listening. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.